My research assistant, Rita Fissler, who was working with us prior to entering Harvard Medical School, sat down with every participant and carefully constructed a script that recreated their trauma moment by moment. We deliberately tried to collect just isolated fragments of their experience, particular images, sounds, and feelings, rather than the entire story, because that is how trauma is experienced. Rita also asked the participants to describe a scene where they felt safe and in control. One person described her morning routine, another sitting on the porch of a farmhouse in Vermont overlooking the hills. We would use this script for a second scan to provide a baseline measurement. After the participants checked the scripts for accuracy, reading silently, which is less overwhelming than hearing or speaking, Rita made a voice recording that would be played back to them while they were in the scanner. Here's a typical script. You are 6 years old and getting ready for bed. You hear your mother and father yelling at each other. You are frightened and your stomach is in a knot. You and your younger brother and sister are huddled at the top of the stairs. You look over the banister and see your father holding your mother's arms while she struggles to free herself. Your mother is crying, spitting and hissing like an animal. Your face is flushed and you feel hot all over. When your mother frees herself, she runs to the dining room and breaks a very expensive Chinese vase. You yell at your parents to stop, but they ignore you. Your mom runs upstairs, and you hear her breaking the TV. Your little brother and sister try to get her to hide in the closet. Your heart pounds, and you are trembling. At this first session, we explained the purpose of the radioactive oxygen the participants would be breathing. As any part of the brain became more or less metabolically active, its rate of oxygen consumption would immediately change, which would be picked up by the scanner. We would monitor their blood pressure and heart rate throughout the procedure so that these physiological signs could be compared with brain activity. Several days later, the participants came to the imaging lab. Marcia, a 40-year-old school teacher from a suburb outside of Boston, was the first volunteer to be scanned. Her script took her back to the day, 13 years earlier, when she picked up her 5-year-old daughter, Melissa, from day camp. As they drove off, Marcia heard a persistent beeping, indicating that Melissa's seatbelt was not properly fastened. When Marcia reached over to adjust the belt, she ran a red light. Another car smashed into hers from the right, instantly killing her daughter. In the ambulance on the way to the emergency room, the 7-month-old fetus Marcia was carrying also died.